Blog Talk Radio.
This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome, beloved, to our Kingdom in Gathering online church live here from the city of Detroit. This is Apostle Monetta Hare. We are live with you. We are thanking God to be back with you again to share the word of God in prayer and praise and worship and teaching. If this is your first time listening in, I encourage you, grab your Bible. That's right, grab your Bible. Grab something to write with and to write on as we continue our journey on Back to School, Back to the Bible series. This is part three. We started in the month of September. And so, beloved, if this is your first time listening in, you will have the great opportunity to go to our archives found at www.blogtalkradio.com/forward the-new-voice, V-O-I-C-E. And you will be able to pull up and listen to our series over the next 24 hours, 24/7. Our time is available for you to go in and listen to our archives. I strongly encourage you, beloved, as we have continued this journey on the Word of God, amen. That is our series, or what I should say, our theme today is the Word of God, spiritual hunger. Over the last 2 weeks, we have looked at the authority of the Word and the blessing and benefits of the Word. You will be blessed, strengthened, inspired, encouraged, and empowered by the Word of God and what was shared in the last two Sundays. As you know, we are an online church bringing you the Word of God for those that are near and far around the globe. Whether you can make it out to your local assembly, your local church, we are under a mandate and an assignment to fill the airways, that's right, to fill the airways with the Word of God. And so, beloved, you have a great opportunity to join with us on Sunday mornings, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, Monday through Friday at 5 a.m., we have a live at 5 prayer call. And then on Wednesday, we do an online Bible and roundtable discussion at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And those numbers for the Monday through Friday live at 5 is 1-605-562-3140, and the code is 313954 and the pound sign. The same applies to our Wednesday online Bible study and roundtable discussion. It's live, it's interactive, it's engaging, it's informative, and so you want to make yourself available. It's led by the Holy Spirit, Monday through Friday, 5 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and then Wednesday, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You will be strengthened. For those that need prayer this morning here on the Kingdom in Gathering online church, we have a live prayer line, and you can call in. And that number is 1-347-945-627, and you can press the number 1. And we will see you, and we look forward. We will be honored to pray with you and for you this morning on the Kingdom in Gathering online church. Amen, amen. So those are our announcements. I like to do them in the beginning because many times we run out of time and we want you to be a part of the fullness of what God is doing in this ministry and through this ministry. Amen. Let us go to the Lord for a word of prayer. Father God, we just come this morning giving you all honor and praise. We're giving you all glory. We exalt you. We glorify you this morning. Lord God, we welcome your Holy Spirit in the midst of this gathering this morning. This is our virtual sanctuary, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that you hear our cries, you hear our prayers, you hear our supplications with thanksgiving. Lord, as we go to today's session, Lord, by your Holy Spirit, the revealer of all truth, our teacher, our comforter, our guide, oh God, we ask that you would move mightily upon the hearts, upon the spirits, upon the minds of every listener, oh God, everyone that has called in live, and those that will listen to this session in the future, oh God, that we know your word, oh God, goes forth, and it shall not come back void unto you, but it will accomplish in our lives what you have sent it forth to do, oh God. So we thank you for greater clarity, discernment, revelation, and discernment of your word, oh God. Let it be sealed in us today. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. So, beloved, we are going back to the Bible, to these biblical principles that have been laid out in the word. And so, as I said, we have covered already the authority of the word, the blessing and benefits of the word. And today, beloved, I want to share with you in our time remaining is a spiritual hunger for the word. Spiritual hunger for the word. I don't know about you, beloved, but I have a hunger for God's word. Amen. As he speaks to us through the Holy Scriptures by the power and the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. So just put that lens on. That's from that perspective. Do you have a hunger, a spiritual hunger for God's word? As I said, we see the word being related to the scriptures, the laws, precepts, commandments. Think of the word of God, what he's sharing with us through the Bible. That's right, the B-I-B-L-E. That's why we must go back to the Bible. And what is God speaking to us through his word, through his laws, through his commands, through his precepts, through his judgments, the word of God. And so, beloved, if a person is deprived of food and water for an extended period of time, their physical body will weaken and eventually die. See, there's a spiritual parallel for you and for me. The word of God is our spiritual food and water. Let me say it again, make it personal. The word of God is my spiritual food and water. The word of God is your spiritual food and water. Just think about how many times you eat on a given day. Now, we have some people that eat three times a day. They do breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and some snacks in between. So they're fueling their body for strength, for endurance. Well, beloved, the same thing applies for our spiritual bodies. We need spiritual food. We need water. Now, the physical body, just a little quick science lesson. We can go longer without physical food than we can without H2O, water. We need water. 70 to 80% of our body compound is water. We need water, H2O. You just think in the natural. You may drink various types of liquids. That could be soft drink or pop or soda, as they call them. It could be juices. It could be alcoholic beverages. It could be a variety of beverages. But you know, when you thirst for H2O or for water, nothing will satisfy that until you drink some water. Amen. And so I'm saying to you today, beloved, we don't want to be anorexic in our spiritual bodies, that we're feeding the natural body three times a day plus some snacks. We need to feed our spiritual bodies the same way, beloved, morning, noon, and evening with the Word of God. Because, beloved, as surely we will die physically without food and water, we will die spiritually without the Word. You will die spiritually without the Word of God. And so this morning, I want to share with you some passages of Scripture that I will read for you. And then throughout this week, I want you to go back, read, study, and meditate on these passages of Scriptures relating to spiritual hunger for the Word. Spiritual hunger for God. Spiritual hunger for His presence. Amen. And so let us start off with Psalms 27. Psalms 27, we see David, the king, the devil slayer, and the giant slayer. David talking to us in Psalms 27, verse 4. Psalms 27, verse 4. Very familiar passage of Scripture. For your hearing. And this was David's greatest desire. And he says, I'm reading out of the King James Version of the Bible today. And verse 4 says, one thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and inquire in his temple. Here it is, David, the king of Israel. David, the psalmist. David, the worshiper. David, the man of valor. David, the man of war. But David said, the one thing he desires of the Lord that he will seek after, that he would dwell in the house of the Lord, not just one time, but he said, all the days of my life. What about you, beloved? What is your greatest desire today? Do you have a spiritual hunger for God? Do you have a spiritual hunger for his word? Amen. Amen. John 1:1 said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. We're talking about Jesus Christ. So David, he could have been referring to the tabernacle. He could have been referring to the sanctuary he had put up to house the Ark of the Covenant, or to the temple that his son Solomon was to build. David probably had the temple in mind because he had made many of the plans for it. But David may also have used the word temple to mean the presence of the Lord. So his greatest desire, David's greatest desire, was to live in God's presence each day of his life. And unfortunately, beloved, this is not the greatest desire of many who claim to be believers. I'm not speaking aught to anyone, but, beloved, what is your greatest desire today, beloved? But those who live in daily in God's presence now will be able to enjoy that relationship forever. So we just think about that question. We know what David's greatest desire, but what is your greatest desire? Ponder on that today and throughout this week as you reflect and meditate on Psalm 24, Psalm 27 and verse 4. And then I want you to write down Psalms 42. That's right. Psalms 42 and verse 1 and 2, where we see the sons of Korah. Amen. These were temple musicians. Amen. Temple musicians. And that's what they were hired to do. And in the verse 1 and 2 for your hearing, and it says, as the deer panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? Amen. So what was the condition of the sons of Korah's souls? Think about that. They said they thirst for God, like the deer that panteth for water. The soul thirsts for God. See, beloved, a thirst for God, when you feel lonely or depressed, I want you to know, meditate on God's kindness and meditate on God's love. Mindful, when we think about the deer and the life of a deer, it depends on water. Our lives depend on water, H2O, in the natural, in the physical. So as the life of a deer depends on water, our lives depend on God. Those who seek him and long to understand him find never-ending life, feeling separated from God. The psalmist wouldn't rest until he restored his relationship with God, because he knew that life depended on it. Think about that, beloved. Our very lives, every breath we take, comes from the Lord. Amen. And then I want you to write down, and if you have your Bibles, turn over to Psalms 84. Psalms 84, I'm laying this foundation for this hunger and thirst presence for his word. So Psalms 84, verse 1, 2, and 10, for your hearing. And it says, how immortal are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts. My soul longeth, yea, even fainteth, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh crieth out for the living God. Verse 10, for a day in thy courts is better than a thousand. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tent of wickedness. Beloved, here it is, the sons of Korah again, speaking to you and me. So when we look at Psalms 84, God's living presence is our greatest joy. And his radiant presence helps you and me. It helps us grow in strength, grace, and glory. God's presence, beloved, is going to help you grow in strength, in grace, and glory. I'm doing a teaching right now, every Wednesday, on our Winning Wednesday, live at 5, prayer time. Join with us as we look at the altars of glory, of the King of glory. You'll be blessed by it. I encourage you, join with us. Press your way, set your alarm clock. Amen, right now. And so when we look at this, beloved, the psalmist, the writer, longed to get away from the bustling world and meet God inside his holy temple. How about you, beloved? Do you just want to sometimes stop the madness, all the sounds, all the activities, all the busyness that you want to steal away and be still in the presence of a holy, righteous God? So, beloved, see, we can meet God anywhere, anytime, but we know that going to a local church, going to a church gathering, a church building, helps you and I step aside from the busy mainstream of life into a place where we can quietly meditate and pray. I pray that you feel that for your local gathering, your local ecclesia. Many times, unfortunately, beloved, we are so busy, and that's not a word I like to use, but we are so busy in the house of the Lord that we have lost the purpose of why we are gathering. We are gathering there to worship a holy and righteous God. We are gathering there to praise God, for he inhabits the praises of his people. We are gathering there, beloved, for fellowship with one another. Hear me clearly. I'm not knocking, and I'm not against many of the programs and activities, but we are on overload right now. And I know I'm getting some amens right now. We are so busy in the works instead of being in the presence of God. Amen. And so we must get back. We must return to our first love, which is our God. Amen. That he has said to us in Psalms 46 and 10, be still and know that I am God. Be still right now. I know I'm speaking to someone that's listening in live, and someone that may be listening to the recording. There's a word the Lord is telling you to be still. Stop all the busy work. Stop all the busy church work. And be still in the presence of God. Know why you are gathering locally in your church, in the temple, in the sanctuary. It's to be in his presence, beloved, that we gather to pray and to praise and to worship and to meditate and to rejoice. That's right, beloved. We should find joy not only in the beautiful building, in the stained glass, in the steeple. Oh, yes, beloved, not in just the technology of making you feel comfortable, but I hear what I'm saying, beloved, as we gather today, many will gather in our church buildings, but we should be there, beloved. We would find joy. We would find peace. But we would gather and praying and singing and teaching and preaching and fellowship that should take place there this day in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. I went a little bit further than I wanted to on that, but, beloved, that was for someone today. Because the question is, why was the psalmist's attitude, or what was the psalmist's attitude toward God's presence? But I ask you today, what is your attitude toward God's presence? What is your attitude toward God's presence? Beloved, does your soul long for the courts of the Lord, the presence of the Lord? And for those that may not be able to physically gather in a local church building, beloved, that's why one of the reasons this Kingdom In Gathering Online Church, this is our sanctuary this morning for those that are listening in. This weekend I had an opportunity over the last 4 days to experience a spiritual leadership conference. And one of the workshops I participated in was called the I Gods. The I, like Isaac, Gods. And it basically was talking about technology and how it is being used today in every sphere of society, in the education, in the health, in government, and also, beloved, in our ministries and churches. And so the debate and discussion, I should say, not debate, but discussion that was going around in the room of concerns of how, of course, technology and the internet is being used for good, but also is being used for evil. So I'm saying to you, beloved, when the Lord guided me by his Holy Spirit to start an iMinistry, an internet ministry, in 2009, I remember the day, it was in March, and the Lord said, I want you to start a Facebook account and a Blog Talk Radio account and Twitter and Pinterest and all a lot of the platforms. I had no idea. I was basically an email girl. Hey, email was good for me and telephone. But the Lord said, I want you to use this vehicle, this platform, as a way to advance my kingdom and to teach and to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so, since 2009, I have used the various platforms of social media to continue to teach, preach, pray, and to advance the kingdom of God through social media. That is why we are an online church. It resolved in my spirit of what God told me to do over 7 years ago. And here we are. We are thanking God that he placed the witty idea and invention in the spirit of man. Amen. That you're able to hear what we are doing in this season and time. Beloved, we are coming to the close of the live link. If you want to continue with us, I encourage you to dial 1-347-945-6272. We will continue our teaching offline through our call-in line. Again, 1-347-945-6272. Amen. As we continue this morning session on spiritual hunger for God, spiritual hunger for his word. Amen. We send blessings to those that are signing off throughout this week. We look forward to you joining back with us during the week or next Sunday. Amen. Our next scripture that I want us to look at is found in Matthew chapter 5, verse 6. Matthew, amen, chapter 5, verse 6. We're looking at this passage of scripture. Who will be filled? Again, you can dial 1-347-945-6272 if you want prayer as well. Amen. Matthew chapter 5, verse 6. for your hearing. I'm going to start at verse 3. And this is Jesus speaking to us, and he is giving the Sermon on the Mount. In other words, the Beatitudes. And so verse 3, 4, and 5, and 6 for your hearing. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Verse 6, our key verse here. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Amen. I want you to highlight, underline, or circle hunger and thirst after righteousness. Who will be filled? Who will be filled? Those who thirst and hunger after righteousness, they will be filled, beloved. They will be filled. And so when we think about this hunger and righteousness and thirst, I already talked about the physical body. Now, beloved, your spiritual body, spirit, is that you hunger and thirst after righteousness, and that you will be filled. You will be filled just like you eat that four-course, five-course, six-course, seven-course meal, that your physical need has been met. Well, so with your spiritual need, as Jesus is sharing with us, he began this sermon, this message, with words that seem to contradict each other. But God's way of living usually contradicts the world. And if you want to live for God, you must be ready to say and do what seems strange to the world. You must be willing to give when others take, to love when others hate, to help when others abuse, by giving up your own rights in order to serve others, you will one day receive everything God has in store for you. That's right, beloved. So if we look at these passages of Scripture, verse 3, 4, and 5, but what he says to us in verse 6, hallelujah, that we will be blessed, amen, when we do hunger and thirst after righteousness. And we will be filled. Amen. And so it's exciting to know, beloved, as we ponder upon this question, what does it mean to hunger and thirst for righteousness? What does that mean, beloved, to you? As a part of this week's meditation and study and reading, I want you to answer that question. What does it mean for you to hunger and thirst for righteousness? Amen. Amen. And so as we come to a close this morning, I want us to look at Psalms 119. Because I shared with you in the beginning of this series, I encourage you, and I encourage you today, I want you to read the entirety of Psalms 119. Psalms 119, the longest chapter in the book. Amen. And so when we look at Psalms 119, God's word is true and wonderful. It encourages you, it inspires you, it prepares you, it equips you, amen, it heals you, it delivers you. I can go on. stay true to God and his word today, beloved. No matter how bad the world becomes, obedience, and we're going to talk about that next week, obedience to God's word, to God's law, is the only way to achieve real happiness in your life. Amen. So go and read Psalms 119. For today, beloved, I'm going to give you the verses, and I will read several of them. Psalms 119, verse 72, verse 103, verse 127, oh, I skipped one, and verse 113. These are all found in Psalms 119. So let me read them for your hearing. Verse 72, the word of the Lord says, thy hand have made me and fashioned me. Give me understanding that I may learn thy commandments. Verse 103, for your hearing, how sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. You had honey before. That's very sweet to your palate, to your taste buds. And then Psalms 127 for your hearing. Therefore, I love thy commandments above gold, yea, above fine gold. Amen. And then Psalms 113 for your hearing, the word of God. I hate vain thoughts, but thy law do I love. Amen. And so here we see, again, David, the psalmist, and what he's saying about the word and its importance in his life. What can you say about the word of God and its importance in your life today, beloved? Looking at Psalms 119, verse 72, and verse 103, and verse 127. That's what David was saying about the word and its importance in his life. What can you say about the word and its importance in your life today? Do you thirst? Do you hunger for God, his presence, his words, his law, his commandments, his judgments, his precepts? Spiritual hunger. Spiritual hunger, beloved. How important is the word of God? And looking at the blessings and the benefits of the word of God and the authority of the word of God operating in your life. Think about it. Do you spend time in reading and studying and meditating and memorizing and decreeing and declaring and confessing the word of God over your life, over your family, over your ministry, over your business, over your community, over your nation? The word of God. I want to look and close with what the prophet Jeremiah is saying to us in Jeremiah 15:16. What he's saying about the word to you and me today. Jeremiah 15, verse 16, as we're coming to a close. For your hearing, Jeremiah is speaking to you this day. In verse 16, he says, thy words were found, and I did eat them, and thy words was unto me the joy and rejoicing of my heart, for I am called by thy name, O Lord, God of hosts. Amen. That's what Jeremiah said to us this morning, beloved, that the words that he found, he was eating it. That was his nutrients. That was his strength that he got from the word of God. Eat the word today, beloved. Eat the word morning, noon, and night as Jeremiah has spoken to us this day in Jeremiah 15:16. Eat the word. Eat the word. So as we close out today, beloved, I want you to take as your application, your personal application, that you're not just hearers of the word, but you must be doers of this word. Write down, what did you learn from today's lesson? And how will you apply it to your life? How will you apply God's word to your life? Do you have spiritual hunger for God's presence, God's word, God's scriptures? Amen, amen. Beloved, I pray that you have been blessed, you've been strengthened, you've been inspired, you've been encouraged, and you have been empowered by today's gathering here on the Kingdom and Gathering Online Church. May the blessings of the Lord make of you rich without toiling and sorrow. May the blessing of God's word richly multiply 1,000 times more in your life this day as you apply this word, as you study this word. That is my prayer for you this day. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Our prayer line is still open. For those that have joined with us this morning, pray that you may have a question, you may have a comment, you may even have a prayer request. We still have a few minutes that we can open up the lines. Beloved, if you have been blessed by our ministry here, we want you to become a partner of hope, beloved. A partner of hope. You can support us with financial blessings, amen, as well as your prayers. You can go to our page through PayPal, yes, and to our email account, which is faithatworksmissions@gmail.com. It is on our Blog Talk Radio page, also as well as our Facebook page. I see we do have Elder Jenny with us this morning. Blessings to you. Buenos dias, Elder Jenny.
God bless. God bless you this morning. God
bless. Amen. Thank you for joining with us. Amen. Elder Jenny, anything resonate that you would like to release in our 2 minutes? We got 2 minutes to our listening audience.
Absolutely. In my personal experience, it comes to mind that every time we go through something, whether it be big or small, you know, because it's the little foxes that spoil the vine. If you keep constantly in the word, if you meditate on God's word, God will speak to you in ways that you've never imagined. And so today, as I was meditating, I wasn't able to go to sleep because I was just before the Lord, just speaking to God. And I said, I'm going to get on the line. And he began to speak about water and how the water refreshes and how the food refreshes. We can go without food, but without water, we cannot for more than 3 days. So that can give you an insight that you need to be in the word of God regularly. And from everything you spoke, I got Psalm 63 in my spirit. Because you raising up early and seeking God, and that you thirst for him in a land where there is no water. So there's a searching now. So I was blessed with that today, Apostle. Thank you.
Amen. Bless God. Elder Jenny did our July-August series on the Holy Spirit. As I close out, I encourage you, go back to our archive. They are available 24/7. You will have a breakfast, a lunch, and dinner if you go in and you listen, and the word of God is being preached and taught and released for you to be empowered